RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pathways on June 19th, 2016. This is a 3-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome, everyone, and to piggyback on the last hour, of course, this is Father's Day. And the idea that you can't give enough credence to your father, in terms, even though there's a movement on epigenetics and the process of genetic modalities, of which, if you look at my bio, I'm involved in the Brain Project, reviewing those projects all over the world. And the feminists want to get rid of men. The people in the government want to break up the sperm tail of males, doing by putting sterilants in the drinking water. That's reality, and I'm not going to stop saying it. They put another sterilant again this week in the water, and it just glows right over your head, you know, and it turns to things. Let's wake up, everybody. That's what my theme song is about. There's four states that got big fires going on. People that are being displaced. You know, you have the Never Trump group who are out there going into the whole thing and saying they don't want Trump, even though, which Trump is actually a symbol, if you look at it. The whole process is that people are so corrupt, they want to keep their gig, let's face it. You know, call it the way it should be. Now, the China courts went against an Apple patent in a Chinese court of intellectual property. And what I've been saying for the last hour and 5 minutes on Parker Pathways on a 3-hour show was part of their thinking in the terms of their opinion against the Apple patent, and said it wasn't about how the Apple iPad worked. It was a design patent. You think about that for a minute. That is the biggest takeover in terms of patent protection of intellectual property to be governed directly by the United Nations. And that had to be said, and you have to know that. Because every time you buy one of those iPad phones, against now and the Chinese court, as it's ruled, it says in the terms of the Chinese court, to defile of the world intellectual property, that they govern everything you design. You think about that. We have Jeff from Idaho. Thank you very much, Jeff, for holding on. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Happy Father's Day.
Yes. Well, I'm not a father. I
may Well, but you had a father.
Oh, yeah, all right.
No,
I know what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have any kids either, so that's why I was
I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay. Hey, I sent you a lot of stuff last week, but the last email was about Clint's book. It went live on Friday, and after reading the first 30 pages, I'd like you to try and consider sending it out to your email base and have them forward if you have the time to read it. And
I had strength to do two links out. I'll do even more this week if I get lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Straw man, so don't
Good,
worry.
Good, great. Okay, so here's the thing. All the stuff I sent you, remember the 3-point energy resonator last year that I developed for you? All right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Think about this. Okay, here's what you're at. For you, I want you to understand that the YAG laser fight in your gut biome, all right, and the minerals of the genetic code on page 108, from Chem, I, Horowitz, and Selective Starvation, these are the probiotics I think you need to look at. Bifi, Dobacterium, Bifidum, and Bifidobacterium longum. They're the Eutherium stop amino acid issue.
Yeah, that's a probiotic.
Okay, right. But that's a 24-hour issue, and if you go through those two items, okay, the Killing Machine ties in from July 27th, 2014 show on the iron sulfate inorganic sulfous digesters, the October 5th, 2015 reduced nitrogen ionization potential.
You're breaking up. I think Jeff's line is broken up. Is Jeff still on the line? Okay. The idea is that what was the figure that was being used by the government in one sense, but the real figure out of the people there that have been out of work, about 95 million people out of work. And it's expected, they don't, thank you, that there'll be about two or more years of recession. And I'm going to do everything I can to those people that are out of work, if any of them are listening to Parker Pathways. I'm going to be gearing a lot of medicine and a lot of process toward those people to give them some clues that the government doesn't want you to know about on how to get work. I understand that Jeff is back on the line. Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, okay. So we go back to the Killing Machine, unfortunately, after the disconnect. Okay, so the target of the Killing Machine is light-skinned peoples from the Chloramites. So we have the Trump USA versus Hillary, okay? And this is the issue that we're talking about when you're talking about the first hour on the whatever you design, whatever process patent you've got, like conception, we own, all right? So the William Lyon occult ether physics model of hydrogen and helium, you should look at the Sarge work and the atomic oxygen and the microatomic turbine will disconnect your O2 system, will suck it out and basically dissolve it and basically create it as a photodynamic therapy to pump the MTDMA, all right? So the things you need to look at is from that first call a couple years ago, the life and radiation hard ions of cosmic radiation, as explained in page 103 of the Stoyan-Sarge 2013 book, Structural Physics and Nuclear Fusion. That was the issue I was trying to email you about, cerium versus chromium, right? And it has to do with like a bromo-nickel kind of dissolving effects, right? Last thing is that pulsed ultrasound at the CSF pulse frequency. It might be 2 hertz. I don't know what it is in everyone. But if you have the probiotic ytterbium, it might basically solve the November 22nd call-in thing about the anti-gravity papers. They all told the truth about dielectric nerve vortex issue destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things I wanted to hit you up with. But the Minerals and Genetic Code, if you haven't read that book, Dr. Parker, I think that three-element resonator works over sequences up and down the top of the cranium with the HN production, like from the lungs.
Yeah.
You know, the virtual particle generation by HN creation.
Uh-huh. By the way, since I'm being given the opportunity to design my own clinical trial, I want to make a comment about your diagram. Of the resonations of electromagnetic pulses along the spine. One of the things that stood out, you can't talk about this on email because it's too extensive.
Right, that's the reason why I touch base like this, right.
Yeah, but let me put it to you this way. This is very interesting. You had a impulse of neuron activity in one of the diagrams that was in the shape of a star.
Right.
And I found that to be quite fascinating.
That's the crazy Kreisenator resonator up and down as it goes through the Dr. Clark resonances. She's proven those by her resonance methods.
Yeah.
And now they just have to be verified photonically by the laser, by the biophotons.
Yes,
right.
I understand.
I think if you look at Gary Wade's, Dr. Park, if you look at Gary Wade's stuff, what he's going to, if you basically take something from behind the ear where the CSF fluids are most easily accessible, and then you drive that ultrasonic frequency down that channel, down the body, you can improve that resonance to get that that field enhancement. Because think about essentially a turbine that's torquing that takes 24 hours to torque, and every time basically it shifts, that's that 1 hour thing in the I Ching data from the Minerals and Genetic Code.
Yeah, because
so you're doing voltage to torque to voltage in that genetic area.
Yeah, it's an acupuncture point too, by the way.
Right,
yeah.
But those points right there are the in between the null points. Remember when we were doing the heart stuff in December?
Yeah.
Okay, it has to do with those 7 rotation points. The same issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. There's a null. That's where the null point is at the chakras.
Yeah. That's,
and I think it has to do with the transition of the noble gases, Dr. Parker, transitioning from cesium down to xenon.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the optical pumping.
I got you. I understand what you're talking about. Yeah. Brilliant work.
Hey,
brilliant.
Good luck
on
researching that stuff. And they're going to try and throw Trump out at the convention still.
Beg your pardon?
They're going to try and throw Trump out at the convention still because he's going to wreck their party.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the thing is, and you got Jeff, you got the Bush fellow, and what piece of establishment bureaucracy does he want to create? You know,
he wants to make Opium Wars 4 because Opium Wars 3 is not making trillions enough, screwing up the U.S. with heroin.
Yeah, that they're getting from Afghanistan, by the way.
Right, both Hillary and the Bushes are the biggest drug runners in the world at this point.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Parker. I'll let you go with your show, and good luck with the disconnections today.
Thank you very much. One of the things that reminds me of before we get into world domination by Asia, if I were to have extrasensual perception, which the Russians thought I did, today's show would be something which I was looking over some old notes. I was thinking of things that I was thinking on because of my time. And when I was with Uncle Sam, they had a meeting with, we were considered at that time as about 300 researchers. those were about out of the 300 researchers in 1990. Was that toward just the beginning of 1991? And there were about, in the room, were all the leading people, knowledge engineers of the world, scientists, convened in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Now, I couldn't have drawn that card anyway. Otherwise, how was I know, you know? Yeah, I got introduced to Santa Fe, New Mexico. I was working on the thing, I was working in the labs. I was working on levitation at the time. And we're working on levitation of bodies and also the development of the impregnation of ovaries 4,000 miles away by using mind power, guiding the sperm at that time. That was a Russian experiment we were all working on. And there was at that very time, there were people there to develop forms which was called artificial life. And at the meeting, the thing, you know, we were discussing with Breslin Przeciskowicz. And Przeciskowicz had developed a single gene at that time in 1990. And he had developed artificial botanicals. And he introduced a mutation of a genetic rearrangement at that time that generates a new plant of the same species by the power of a single gene. Remember, now we're talking about 1990. Now, MIT had an electrical engineer there. It was Rodney Brooks, and he was talking about robots, and he was talking about how it was going to be in our everyday lives. The robots had already been developed in 1990. For extraterrestrial space, and the development of by Martin Marietta, designing the flight teller biotic servicer, and that was guided by artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence at that time was the beginning of the mind power and the development of mind signals that are genetically coded by mind thought for robots. That's in 1990. It was in the room. And they had developed within how to change the television screen while it's on to pick up electrons and using the static electricity to develop survival modes of the serotonin and dopamine, which is why these supplements for that type of thing are very dangerous today. And you have they wanted to find out at that time, as was being discussed, how life arose on Earth, or is evolution working in any way. And it was considered that the theory was being put forth by Stuart Kaufman about that life rearranges itself. In other words, you have it's a matter's tendency to organize itself, which at that time was quite advanced. And of course, all of this has come true, quote, true, within the process of this week. And that's why the notes are thing. I was very impressed with Stuart Kaufman because he developed an idea of a self-organization that entities can develop. There was an experiment that was done to show some formation of birds. And, you know, when each bird is given a few instructions, in other words, in the experiments, is to try not to bump into each other and or any obstacles and, you know, and kind of stay with the group. And in the experiment was when one bird would hit a pillar, it would flutter around on the ground, which a bird does when it strangles in to something, but it gets back up to rejoin the group. And that's a behavior that was never programmed. And this was the beginning of organic reactions, of self-organizations, which was developed for the discovery of artificial life. We're going to see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, foodforliberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, foodforliberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and in that meeting with all the non-engineers, I was at that time also I was also. Very much in touch with the UCLA's work at on evolution modeling system, which was called Genesize. And Genesize is very interesting. I remember Peter Oppenheimer. Remember, this is in 1991. You know, so, and he was controlling nature. Which he called nature as being addictive, which has now come to pass. And he was doing artificial life, which is the point of determination of the future robots. And the robots, of course, are being worked into the terms of the theory that extraterrestrials that have been visiting Earth and and are still visiting are really robots as a possibility, and of course I feel strongly about that, because I feel that many of the pieces of information I can never talk about, but I will be able to write about it. Uncle Sam says that I can write about it, but I can't speak of it on the air, particularly on this station. But the thing is that Peter Oppenheimer had developed computerized advancements that he was using in terms of having trees, trees' growth patterns that could be changed with the vibration of a computer dial. And what this was showing was really how the robotism of the tree was determining, if you will, the artificial life of humans, of which I gravitated to quite highly. And of course, the idea of artificial life at that time was really taken off at 1990. It was really taken off after Lamarck. I was the 18th century naturalist, and who said that acquired characteristics could be inherited. But of course, we now know this isn't true for carbon-based life. The artificial life, however, could provide what I'm going to be writing about, which is called symbiotic Lamarckian evolution, which is where creation can modify their own genomes. And that is coming to pass, and I'll be doing a lot of writing on that. In fact, I'm already up to the outline for the sixth book, and I haven't written the first one. But this is called Phyology, which is recapitulates technology. And this has great implications for self-genomic determinations in cancer cells, which I have always maintained, and I almost got kicked out of medical school twice for this comment, where, in those days, say, that I felt that cancer was really a new form of life which had mutated and had changed its own evolution. And, of course, I was considered by the medical school as an occultist. At that time, they said, well, then you're an occultist. You know, you're like the evil devil, like LaVey, who was alive at that time. And he was the one that was modernizing that blonde movie star. I can't think of her name. She was decapitated in her car. It was tragic. I can't think of her name, but that's where people were in terms of what they saw in terms of evolution. Of course, now, if you have a contract with Sharia law and the determination of how to develop a cancer determinant progenitor cell, of which one of my patents is still in special on that, under Sharia law, I would be considered an occultist. To this day. And of course, it would be by somebody who has no business talking about it, because to top it off, they're not even scientists, and, and they have different beliefs. And if people blow that off and think that's not important, then you're wrong. It is important. We'll see you at the other end of the break. It's 800-313-9443 on Parker Pepper.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and I was continuing with companies that they go abroad, and the idea the idea that one of the requirements of going abroad, of course, is seizing all of your accounts, and of course they go through the idea that you have to sign now. It is not really a Sharia law, but it's like one, where the Commerce Department requires overseas companies to list a United States state of incorporation or registration, which is totally within the ballgame, and that's what it takes a while to do that. But to sign a clause that shows that products that they seek to export have substantial U.S. content, and the subsidiaries of a foreign companies are eligible, All right. Now, while I was reviewing some of these regulations, while I don't want to go into the detail as to what position is in the thing, I had a desire to have a bottle of apple juice. And I just had a yen for the apple juice. And probably for the vitamin C or for any particular reason. And so I look at the cap. And I said the expiration date is going to run into December 2016. No problem. It says U.S. and China on the cap. And so I'm looking at the thing. And of course, any time I see Plano, Texas, as an assembly point, I know that some part of that product's been made for overseas, because that's where they do. They ship, that's how they legally get around all of it, you know. The peanut farmer president figured that out. Expand the Panama Canal, have the Chinese ships come in, go to Plano, Texas. And then you assemble all the parts in Plano, Texas, and then you put a stamp on it and say it's been made in America. And that's what goes on, okay? You know, and, of course, about two-thirds of the Congress has got contracts and money establishments with companies all over the world. That's why they want to stop Trump, because he knows it. And, he's, and, you know, as a real estate developer, that's what he's doing, you know. So, but he didn't want to do it anymore. I remember he didn't want to do that anymore. And who knows, when he started to run for president, who knows if he really wanted to be president. The point is he got into it, he realized that it was like seeing religion, you know. So that's what goes into the process of it. And I looked at the label, and I thought, well, what the hell's on the label? It comes from China. Is it the container? Is it the label? Is it the addition of the whole thing? Yeah. So here we are, you see. You have a large company that's putting apple juice, and part of them say, well, this is pure apple juice, you know. But if you look at it carefully in the container, and the process, I was looking at this, and I became almost obsessed with the idea that all I wanted was a couple sips of apple juice, and I have to deal with China. So I decided on the presentation, which I'm not even close to giving to you today. I'm way behind with you, but I, you know, please forgive me for that, because I want to get into some of these other things in terms of artificial life and Vice President Biden and one of his comments, which he made after the Ferguson event, where they had that bogus legal trial, you know, the cop that killed a guy coming at him that's overweight, you know, and he's charging him and all that stuff. And the attorney there in that town was fixing it and says, well, you now have the space to express yourself, you know, and they go out and destroy people's businesses and everything. So this all goes into the president. He has a cabinet meeting, see? And Alan Sharpton's there, and Vice President Biden's there, you know, the things. And Biden made a comment, you know, and he says, this is the end of white people. And that had been, that term, you know, that statement coming from Biden, I have contacts still in Washington, so they tell me all this stuff, you know. So the thing is that, you know, just I've been walking around all this time trying to figure out which way do they want to get rid of white people. They're already getting white people with the specific sterilants in drinking water and food, and contaminating the air with the various processes which are being produced overseas in China. And I know that. In fact, I will have hundreds of pages on all these products and ways that you do it. And there's a professor of psychology whose name is Jennifer Righteous, and I believe at Northwestern University at Evanston, Illinois. very prestigious college, the university. And I thought I'd get a hold of something where she's black, and she has all the data on that by the year 2045, there will not be any more white people in America. And, of course, this follows the Agenda 21-2030, where they're trying to get rid of white people coming in the other way. They call it the so-called majority-minority country. So that if you combine, according to Jennifer Richardson's work, if you combine all the members of the self-identified racial ethnic groups, Native Americans, multi-ethics, Asian Americans, and Black Americans, they will add up to about 50% of the population, while the white people in the minority are right now responding to this information, which is why the president, when he went to the Yosemite, they cut out the part in terms of fact how he wanted black people in Yosemite. And he kind of alluded to it, in his presentation at Yosemite Park, where he says he wanted to have his family go see the cave. You could tell by the body language of his daughters, they didn't have any interest in it. But the thing is, in my opinion, really, they didn't give a damn. But the thing is, the class warfare and the hate and the sources of the world and the people that want to have class envy and want to take money from people that try to be successful, the Commerce Department's helping them because they're saying, well, if you do this, if you go to another country with a product that's going to help humanity, and particularly they point that out, something that will help humanity, And even the patent office has got it. It says, well, there's certain things that if you invent, it helps the environment. Or B for sustainability, which is a United Nations term, you get a special thing. But if you help along certain kinds of people, that's why I have been on the idea that why the President of the United States keeps finding reports from the patent office as to how many blacks have invented something. And as if you're black, they're going to have a different, a minus thing, different, gives you extra points. And I am very aggravated by that, and I'm passing it on to you. And if you have the guts to take it on in terms of the thing, because you're getting screwed every day, You walk around, you can say that, but you have to do something. And the only way to do it, you got to look at who's really running your city council, who's really taking the money in the union under the table. Now it's going to be who's taking it under the table and which population are you? In other words, Jennifer Richardson decided to study this. And so her studies idea of job determination and the gentrification of the United States neighborhood, where you force blacks into, onto force against white people by putting black people in the white neighborhoods, and HUD's doing that. And then you've got the development of the push for the Asian Americans. And one of the questions within Jennifer Richardson's work is, this is the question, what does it mean for politics in the future, and how is it being used in politics now? Her answer, well, we keep hearing in the media that these changes in demographies are going to make the Republican Party obsolete. The Democrat President Barack Obama won really big with blacks, Latinos, and Asian Americans. Is there a portion of these people in the nation are increasing? The logic goes, then the Democrats are basically going to win all the time, and Republicans, you're screwed. That's in the quote. And then, of course, she continues. Republicans really brought us into this, too. Many high-ranking Republicans say, we're becoming a party of old white men, and that's a problem. I think that's premature. Yes, the Democrats can gain lots of new minority votes, but they could lose white votes. They even get even worse. They may end up a Republican as the party of the white people, and the Democrats as the party of the non-white people. All of this would be due in part to the sense of threat to the status of the white Americans, unquote. So this is what they're placing on Trump, you see, that using that South Carolina data that I gave you on Obamacare, and is a force of gentrification. And, of course, the gentrification based upon medical backup, and then the courts back that in terms of that obese case that I read on the first hour. And then you have the Commerce Department saying to recognize the fluctuation of that demographic. So what we have here, like it or not, this is not some academic exercise. It's an academic piece of work by Jennifer Richardson, but as a professor of psychology. But the thing comes down to Donald Trump used as a threat to eliminate the Republican Party. Yet the Republican Party is eliminating himself because they know it and they want a part of the Democratic Party. And so that's really the truth of it. So what we have are a bunch of real viable crooks in ways that we never quite thought about. So I kept wondering why, with the development of Homeland Security saying, well, CRISPR, as which is really called clustered regularly interspersed short palindromic repeats, CRISPR, are used for taking segments of DNA that have repetitions of these base sequences. You take in a change another into a DNA, you could change a person's disease system. That, of course, it's a very big development. And has great merit. Well, then, why is it then that if you have the race thing, you situate it, you say, well, it's really not race. We want people to be vegan. So you ask yourself, well, why would they have in a foreign contract the basis if you could develop something to make people vegan? Because you're taking away the protein, you see. There's not enough plant protein that's there. And they're basing it on the fact that some of the things I've talked about on Parker Pathways on the amount of water it takes to make certain foods. So the United Nations, besides taking over innovation on drug innovation, has said, well, people that invest in Whole Foods or Starbucks will be given a break by the United Nations in terms of their dividend rate on their taxes. See how this works? See, in other words, they say, if you can grow chickens that are called unhurried, in other words, the way you grow them, because this will appeal to one segment of the vegan. And you start looking in the biochemistry of this, which I have for practically, 6 years alone, out of the 10 years I've been on RBN, I've been talking with you about the biochemistry, how they change the brain and your genes, and how they're using the vitamin business to accentuate it. So the this all has to do, again, with stock market manipulations in terms of how, who lives and dies. Like Cobb Vanis is owned by Tyson Foods. You have the chickens that are going to be grown what they call more slowly, which is really how they were grown on the farm. But they want to change the demand for meat from animals raised more slowly to a broader shift in that consumer taste. So that's understandable. So the breeding companies are Avigen and Cobb Vantress and Hubbard, and the French company was Groupe Gramont de Cabaret. But the thing is that the world's chicken supply in terms of how they use it, that's why you see all of these. United Nations sponsored shows on cooking. They talk about it. That so the varieties of chicken breeds that are now taken over by the United Nations in terms of vegan determinations by, and you see, here we get into metabolic syndrome again as I opened the first hour of our pathways. In other words, you see, if you have a metabolic syndrome in terms of the basis by which your glycan basis is determined, your BMI, and then, of course, you have a psychoimmunology that can happen in youth. See? So, in fact, this study I'm not even supposed to tell you about. I'm not supposed to tell you this. You know, we're getting away. But you can the studies in the psychoneuroendocrinology in December 2013 is talking about internalizing and externalizing behaviors predict elevated inflammatory markers in childhood. So in other words, the idea of that study was that the association with behavior and problems and elevated constants of the C-reactive protein.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We have about 20 seconds from the last commercial coming in. What I was talking about was the association between the behavior problems and elevated concentrations of C-reactive protein in the interleukin 6, which occurs greater at 10 years of age of a human because of heightened inflammation in that childhood. It could be a pathway to these early behavior problems and the increased risk of these adult chronic diseases. So if you can control through the water the process of the external behavior by the elevated inflammatory markers in childhood, you can change a person's complete makeup based upon the process of using race and necessity. People may not like to hear that, but that is the way this ball game is being played. I want to make sure I get Lauren from Ohio. We only have a few minutes in the second hour, and I want to get her in. Lauren from Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Is Lauren there?
Hi, Dr. Parker. How are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. Well, I'm listening to what you're saying, and you're absolutely right about so many things. And at this point, I'm trying to get to the solutions. And especially, I hope Jeffrey is still listening. I want to know, I don't know how much you know about AmericaAgain.net. Do you know anything about that group? AmericaAgain.net. Just write it down, and when you have a free minute, and I know you don't have a lot of free minutes, but if you can pop on the website and just take a look at the goals. Basically, what their goals are is to bring the Constitution back to the controlling entity in the country, because all the things that you're covering are organizations or groups, corporations or administrative bureaucracies that are assuming control, and they are capable of doing it because we, the people, don't understand what the organizing principles of this country are in understanding the Constitution. Nor can we compel them to obey the Constitution, because so many people wind up dead, the lawyers, anybody tries to bring, you know, like Hillary, here she is rolling forward. The woman is a criminal in so many different ways. But nobody really wants to charge her. You know, everybody understands you wind up dead. Well, if we have an organization that it doesn't matter how many you kill, there's no head of the snake. There is the Constitution. It is the supreme rule of law in this country, and the America Again is basically trying to pass the First Amendment, which was passed by some of the states. If you look at the original 10, you know, the Bill of Rights, there were 12. The first one, several states passed it, but there it needs more in order to be ratified, and we want to get that ratified, limit the number of people represented to 50,000 per congressional district, which means, of course, that you couldn't fit 6,000 congressmen in Washington, so they would have to come home. No more lobbyists sitting there at their feet giving them money and fawning on them.
Well, that's
they'd
why
be home with the
out
people.
There to get to go against Trump. And another thing, let me put it to you this way. I agree with everything you said, but I want to add that we have to repeal the death penalty by February 1st, 2017. Try to put that
Can you hold me over? Can you hold me over, sir?
Thank you very much, everybody. We're going to get into the third hour of Parker Pathways. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic.